my incredible podcast family. Oh my goodness. I am so excited to be with you today. You know, we're talking today during my prayer call. We were talking about just envy. We were talking about how the enemy will use like stuff in our lives to hold us back. Because really, in reality, y'all know I talk a lot about this, that really the only thing ever holding you back is yourself. It really is. Like I hear all the time, it's easier said than done, or it's so hard. But then I always want to ask, like, if it's so hard, think about what letting go is going to feel like. Like the only reason it's so hard, the season you're in, is because you won't let go of what's hard that you're holding on to. And so today we're going to talk about it. So y'all, listen, share this podcast with somebody. I am Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast. For all of you newbies out there, welcome to my world. I'm Real Talk Kim. I talk about real, raw, relevant things. I will always be honest with you. I will always help pull you out of your place of misery. And if you hang with me, I can promise you it will happen. Get in my mentorship program, y'all. My mentorship program is changing lives. And it's not just a mentorship program. It is a community of people where you belong. And so you can do that by going to my website, realtalkkim.com. Finding out all the information about me right there on my website, or just go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. That is the place you go to join the Inner Circle, my mentorship program, innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Or download my free app, y'all. My free app is Real Talk Kim. Go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and everything about me is connected to that web, to that app. So that's really the best thing to do is just download the app and stay connected. I got a YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim, this podcast. I got so much to help you get free. But today, God's really laid something on my heart that I want to talk to you about. Just how to stop worrying about what other people think of us. You know, I'm always talking about stuff like this. You know, I pastor right here in Atlanta in Fayetteville, Georgia, across from Whitewater High School, Limitless Church. And it's 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. I pastor every Sunday at 11 o'clock. And it's a great church. I would love to have you as my guest. But I'm always talking about, we're in a series right now called Back from the Dead. And I talked about Sunday how the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, and all of these people brought her to Jesus, and they wanted to stone her because that was the law. And all of these people, hundreds of people, brought this woman to Jesus and said, "What do you say? You know, the law is to stone her." And, you know, as I was reading this story, I just started thinking about how, you know, those people weren't in the room with her when she got caught for adultery, and how all these people came out of the woodworks to start throwing stones at her that didn't even know the facts. And a lot of times in our lives, we will have people that are bringing us down that don't even know the facts. These people that are just going off of hearsay, and how that's why we have to be so careful about conversations that we get in, about allowing ourselves to hear what other people say about other people to us. I hear this all the time in my mentorship program. A lot of people say, "I don't know how to get these people to stop talking to me about other people." It's like they just draw to me and then pull me into their conversations. And I have to shift that conversation and say, no, they can't draw you in unless you willingly go. You know, it's almost like fighting those battles. You're running from things that aren't chasing you because you won't just stand up and say no. And no is a complete sentence. And so here we are judging people that we don't even know. We're most of the time when people say ugly stuff about us, it's because of the own hate in their heart towards that person. And here you are going to miss out on an awesome person because you're going to believe something somebody else says. And so I will, in a heartbeat, shut somebody down. I will even, like Sunday, I was sitting at church with some of my staff, and the conversation kind of shifted and went, and it was leading towards gossip, and I shut it down. I was like, no, we can't go there. You know, somebody's got to have the courage, the boldness to shut these conversations down. And, you know, somebody else told me the next day, they were like, Pastor, I really appreciate that about you, that you shut us down. And, you know, people will honor you. They will respect you when you shut conversations down. That you know when those conversations need to be shut down because it feels weird in your spirit. You just don't even feel right. And, you know, gossip's a sin. And so what ends up happening, I think the reason we care what people think about us is because we've been caught up in conversations where other people have been talked about, and we never want to be on the other end of being talked about. And so I want to talk about that today. You know, I remember when I was very concerned about what other people thought of me and how devastating it was if I ever discovered that I was misunderstood and labeled incorrectly. And y'all, it was deliberating. It would wear me out, consuming, and completely unnecessary. And so if you find yourself today listening to this and you're like, yeah, that's me, RTK, that's me, Real Talk Kim, that's me, Pastor Kim, whatever you call me. If you find yourself worrying about what other people think of you, I have a plan for you today, a plan to let go of that mental torture. I have a plan that's going to help you change your perspective. The first thing that you're going to do is to be free from worrying about what people think of you is notice when the worry sets in. Notice when the worry sets in. Y'all, we all do it. All of us do it. The best of the best does it. And you got to notice when the worry sets in. And chances are you don't worry about what everyone thinks of you all the time. You don't worry about what everyone thinks of you all the time. You just don't. So you got to stop and notice. You got to think about what you're thinking about. Notice when the worry sets in. Like, what's going on in the times you begin to obsess over someone else's opinion of you? Who are the people who trigger the worry? And what power do they have, right? What power do they have over you? Is it real? You know, by being aware of when you worry and over whom, you can also start to see the impact it has on your peace of mind and ability to focus. Yeah. Here's another thing that you need to do when you start worrying about what people think. Identify and understand why you care. Why do you care? What makes what other people think of you so important? What makes what other people think of you so important? See, chances are, if other people's opinion of you causes you to worry, you have a tendency to people please. Yeah. Yeah. People liked and favored has likely been a winning formula for you in the past. You like to be liked. You like to be favored. And, you know, there are advantages to having someone's high regard. But if it doesn't come naturally, by just being you, you are also paying a high price for their esteem. Crazy, ain't it? Ain't it crazy? See, there will be a tendency to shuffle issues under the carpet and tolerate things that don't work for you. Crazy, ain't it? Understanding why you care will allow you to investigate if this is a formula you want to continue to employ, and to what degree. See, you'll have an ability to make a choice rather than fall into the same old patterns that may no longer serve you or your higher good. Y'all, I used to be so driven by people addiction and people pleasing. I walked around my whole life. I lost who I was. I lost who my favorite color. I couldn't even tell you what my favorite color was. Over people that don't even matter. People that ain't even in my life today. People that rule my life and they're not even in my life today. We got to stop that. We got to pay attention to it. Here's another thing that you have to do to stop worrying about what people think about you. Understand this, y'all. You can't control what other people think of you. You can't. Someone told me yesterday, they said, what other people think of you is none of your business. Who cares what they think about you? Who cares what they say about you? They can't put you into heaven or hell. They can't steal your birthday. I tell y'all this all the time. Stop caring. Let them go be bad all by themselves, right? Understand you can't control what other people think of you. Worry is a response to feeling out of control. And the reality is you cannot control what another person thinks of you. There are too many variables at play. What most people don't understand is that we often form opinions of others based on associations we've had in the past. I'm a coach. I'm a pastor. I'm a mother. I'm an aunt. I'm a daughter. But most of all, I'm a lover of people. I'm a hope dealer. Hope starts with me. I'm a purpose pusher. When I first meet people, if they have, you know, if they have met other coaches or pastors or whatever, they're going to view and assess me through the filter of their previous or prior experiences of pastors or coaches. I'm aware of this and I accept it, knowing that the more time they spend with me, the more opportunities there'll be for them to alter their opinion. That's the one thing about me that God uses me so beautifully is that I ain't like another pastor on this planet, and I don't ever want to be. I make a lot of pastors uncomfortable because I'm so real. You know what? Good. I am so free from what people think of me. I'm so busy. Y'all, I love the fact that I pastor a whole church, but 75% of my following on all my social media platforms have never walked in a church. They're just now coming to know Jesus because I'm ratchet. I'm radical. I am raw. I'm real. I talk about the hard areas of my life. I put myself out there. And I'm thankful for that. And if I cared about those people and wanting to be on their platforms and afraid that if I'm not prim and proper they may never have me come to their church, I don't care. I would rather be winning thousands and thousands of people on social media, being raw and real, making them uncomfortable, than I would trying to fit into the box to fit into their groups. All of them fake, most of them fake. I don't want to be around a whole bunch of fake people. I want to be around people that love Jesus, people that love like Jesus, right? So a lot of times the people that you're trying to fit in with, that don't accept you, that don't want to accept who you are, they aren't your tribe anyway. Stop trying to be like that. Stop trying to change who you are to fit and be you. Be unapologetically you. Be contagious of Jesus, right? Here's the key. If they don't spend more time with me, all these people that have already formed an opinion when they come into my life, right? If they don't spend more time with me, then what do I care about what their opinion is anyway? And bottom line is, it's none of our business what other people think of us. That's their business. That's their private life. What I'm concerned about is how they treat me. If I'm treated professionally and appropriately and respectfully, right, then any negative opinion is, again, none of my business. That's why I don't care if people unfollow me, right? There are people that literally, if I go through and just clean up my, because I'm not really on social media to look at people's pages. I just don't have time. And every once in a while, somebody will pop up and I assume that maybe it's a, you know, because a lot of times people buy followers, and I'm just thinking maybe I was a bought follower, so I'll just unfollow this person. Y'all, I'm telling you, within 10 minutes, some of these people reach out to me. What did I do? What did I do to make you unfollow me? I'm like, are you kidding me? That you know when people stop following you? Like, if that is you, you need to be free from people, right? You can't care if people unfollow you. You've got more to do in your life than to care about if people follow you, unfollow you. Find a purpose. Find a destiny, right? Somebody the other day said, sent me a message. I didn't even open it. The message said, I guess my political view made you unfollow me. Well, sir, nope, it didn't, because I don't even go to your page. I don't even know you. I ain't never seen your page, right? But obviously, I'm thankful I don't follow you, because obviously you got a whole crawl up your tail, and I don't hang around people like that. Anyway, so, all right, just keep it real in your life. You know, if I'm not treated well, then it is my responsibility to address it. Until then, I keep doing life. Same with you. Being unfollowed is not a crisis. It's just not. And sometimes, y'all, you got to know that sometimes Facebook unfollows people for you. Sometimes there are people that literally reached out to me. And I'm like, dude, I never unfollowed you. Like, I don't just go unfollowing people. I just don't do that. Like, I don't really have a whole lot of time doing that. Every once in a while, I will, if something pops in my newsfeed that I'm like, what in the world is this? This isn't helping me grow or whatever, and I'll unfollow. But I barely ever do that. And a lot of times Facebook just unfollows or Instagram unfollows. And then when people come at me because of that, I don't even follow them back, because I'm like, well, that was really ridiculous that you even knew that I was unfollowing you, right? I want to follow people that are doing something in life, not following people that are unfollowing them on social media. Okay, to the next point. Direct your energy to positive things. This is another thing to help you stop worrying about what people think about you. Direct your energy to positive things. See, people can sense, all right? Listen, people can sense when it's important to you to be liked. They can. This makes you appear to be trying too hard. It makes you appear to be insincere and needy. And in essence, you are working against your goal to have good relationships. I know those people in my life, and I've seen it a lot during the pandemic, of people that just use me. I could tell. You know what I'm saying? And when I feel this way, I don't ever make a permanent decision on temporary emotions. That's just not even who I am. I'm not petty like that. But after a while, if I still feel that feeling, because I know that feeling, that check in your spirit is the Holy Spirit, then I will disconnect myself, or I'll put some distance there. So basically, what you have to do is you got to take the pressure off and focus on things that you are interested in, that bring you joy, or that comes naturally for you, right? If someone's making you feel some sort of way, you don't have to follow that person. You don't have to allow that person. You don't have to answer their phone calls. This person can't do anything to you but maybe talk about you to other people, and who cares? You know what I've learned? You know why I don't have a clap back? You know why I don't go fight my own battles? Let me tell you why. Because my fruit, what I bear in my life, my fruit will outlive their lies or their pettiness. And I also realize that anybody that believes what they say was never a part of my tribe anyway. The people that really know you, the people that really love you, the people that are really in your tribe or supposed to be in your tribe, they ain't gonna listen to nobody. They got your back, your side, your front, your top, your bottom. And if you don't have any of those people in your life, it's probably because you have a whole bunch of superficial phonies in your life, and you've put all the real ones up in the balcony because they were too easy, and you were codependent on deprivation and pain and drama mamas and daddies. And you need to fix that, because life is way more fun when it is ebb and flow, when it is easy. So listen, you got to focus on things that come naturally in your life. And this will not only distract you from your worry, which is a waste of your time and energy, will also start to attract the people who are interested in what you are interested in. So you got to let go of the wrong ones so God can bring you the right ones. And the right ones are not going to hang around with the broken drama mamas and daddies. All right? It's the law of draw. My mom and dad used to always tell me, look at your five closest friends. That is a prophecy into your future. If you don't like what you are attracting into your life, look at the people that are in your life. Because the cool people, the awesome people are not going to hang around with a bunch of crap and crazies. And no, they're not going to do it. Especially people that have fought hard for peace. If they fought hard for peace, they're not going to very long put up with a whole bunch of drama. Peace is priceless, right? So when you are surrounded by people who share your values, share your interests, yeah, you can let your guard down and enjoy the time you spend with them. It's not about being fake. It's not about being phony. It's not about having to pretend, because these people love all of you. They love everything about you. They love your bad days, your good days. They know how to tell you, girl, get up. You know, if all your friends in your life are all telling you the same, you know, oh, you're doing so good. Oh, you're doing so good. Oh, you're doing so good. You're doing so, oh, good. And allowing you to stay in your mess, those are not your people. You need some truth tellers in your life that will tell you to get up, pull your big girl panties up, pull your Fruit of the Looms up, and get over it. Yeah, because life is too hard and our flesh will keep us bound unless we got some people provoking us into better tomorrow, better future. So when you surround yourself by people who share your interests and values, you can let your guard down and enjoy life, and being your natural self becomes easy and effortless, and you are less concerned about what others think of you, all right? The next thing that you need to do to stop worrying about what people think about you is practice daily self-love and acceptance, right? Worrying about what other people think of us and people-pleasing stems from a notion that we are not as worthy as another person. And our needs and wants are not as important as theirs. It's a lie. This perspective is the root of the problem, but it's just a perspective and can be changed. So you got to start your day recognizing you are equal to every other person on this planet. There is no one above or below you. We all have different roles, but that does not make anyone more valuable as a human being. You got to come up with statements that affirm this truth in your life, right? I have every right. Here's what I tell myself. I'm not even kidding y'all. This is how I got healed. I have every right to be in this room. I have experience and a perspective that no one else has. And y'all, this statement has allowed me to get over my nervousness when I meet CEOs, when I meet great pastors, when I meet mega pastors, when I meet presidents, high-powered people, right? So what is your truth? What are you saying to yourself every day? Are you listening to the negative voices? Are you listening to the positive voices in your ear? And then you got to, the last thing is, you got to live a life that pleases you. It's got to please you. Face it. If you worry about what other people think of you, your life becomes about their opinion. And you will start to live in a way that is just incongruent with the real one, with the real you. And this creates tremendous stress, y'all. And it will impact your relationships, your health, and your peace of mind. If you must worry, worry about your opinion of yourself. How can you hold yourself in higher esteem? What is the life that you want to be living right now that will bring you the most joy? Right? Listen, y'all, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be liked or held in high regard. Building relationships and forming partnerships are essential to your success. If you stay true to you, true to your values, true to your own thing, you will not need to be concerned with the few people who just don't seem to get you. You can live your fulfilling life and they can live theirs. All right? Today, embrace you. Tell yourself every day the same thing that I tell myself, right? Listen. I have every right to be in this world. I have every right to be in this room. I have every right to do this small group. I have every right to lead this group. I have every right to stand on this platform. I have every right. I have experience and I have perspective. I have free life college, right? No one else can do what I can do. Every day, talk to yourself, speak over yourself, and be free from people. All right? Be free from people. All right? I love you guys so much. Go be your bad self today and change the world. One person at a time. Do you, boo, because God's anointed you to be you. I love you guys so much. Again, I'm Real Talk Kim. Share this with somebody. Somebody needs this. Go leave me a great review on this podcast. Give me 5 stars. There are people out there that's how they find new podcasts to listen to. They go by the stars. You know, if other people like it, then they're like, well, I'll give it a chance. And yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. Go get my books, y'all. Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Whole, When Your Bad Meets Is Good, and Shut Hell Up, my 4 bestsellers. Also, join this podcast. Subscribe right here. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim, and stay a part of my world by going to realtalkkim.com. Download my free app. Go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store. Search for Real Talk Kim every day. I will send you notifications to keep you encouraged. I love you so much. I believe in you. Go live a life that pleases you. Love you guys. See you next week.